Thanks for your company this afternoon. Look, each day before we do the show, we have a little cheat sheet. We get facts and figures through about on this day and on this day on May 11, 2017. Well, not on May 11, 2017, but on the 11th of May, there's a number of birthdays. It's a big happy birthday to Lauren Jackson. Yeah, you know, the basketball player. To James Brayshaw from the AFL Footy Show. He also played Shield Cricket and was on radio down in Melbourne. Jeannie Little, she turned 79 today. But it also gives a few other things that happened. Like, on this day in 1969, a Paul Tully of Brisbane ate 30 bags of potato chips in 24 minutes without a drink of water. And when I saw this, I went, Paul Tully, hang on, I know that name. I was like, no. It couldn't be that Paul Tully. It couldn't be the Deputy Mayor of Ipswich. Could it? I've got him on the line now. Councillor, afternoon.
Your archives are better than the State or National Library, I reckon.
Hang on. This is fair dinkum you. In 1969, really?
Yep, 17 years old. It was part of the university, our annual hospital appeal where we were raising money, but I never thought I'd be going into politics and that this would be catching up with me almost 50 years later.
30 bags of potato chips in 24 minutes.
Yeah, without a drink. And that was part of the... I beat a guy from Nigeria called Aki Makintola who set the record in 1965, and I thought, oh, I can beat this. But without a drink means you've got, you know, really sharp, those thin crisps in your gob while you're trying to break the record. I tell you, even mashed potato was pretty hard to take for the next 3 months.
Oh, God. Okay. Well, it wasn't a bet that you lost to do this.
No, it wasn't a bet. They used to have what they called Commem Week, where there were pranks and fundraising activities and a whole range of things.
Sounds a bit like O Week.
Yeah, it was. It was. But semesterisation in those days, they had terms. You only had to study at the end of the year. You didn't have to study for each semester's exams. And it was a real fun week, of course. And I thought, well, I can beat this. And I did it. I got in the record books. But the Guinness Book of Records took out all their eating records in 1990. So I guess you can say I retired undefeated as the potato crisp eating champ.
Well, my records aren't that good because it doesn't mention anything here about the Guinness Book of Records. So this was in the Guinness... Book of Records.
It was in the Guinness Book of Records from, I think the first year would have been 1970, and it went through to 1990 or 91, and then they took out all of the eating and drinking records. So even Bob Hawke's famous beer drinking record from Oxford back in about 1954, that disappeared from the Guinness Book of Records at the same time.
Hang on, step me through a couple of things. 30 bags of potato chips, what flavour?
Oh, they were plain flavour. They were just the plain, those thin ones, which really cut the roof of your mouth, particularly with no water, Ben.
Yeah, no, gotcha. How big are bags of potato chips are we talking
about? In those days, they were 2 ounce bags. They weren't, you know, huge things, but I can tell you it was a real struggle to get through the 30 bags in just on 24 minutes.
Right. Oh, dear. Did you have a technique? To it?
No, there was no... the only world record that I was aware of for that particular entry was the one from Nigeria. Right. So I could hardly contact someone in those days in Nigeria, back in 1969, to find out what his technique was. Yeah. But I got to tell you this, every time you hear a heavy knock on the door, I think it might be Aki Makintola from Nigeria has turned up to sort of abuse me for beating his record.
30 bags of potato chips in 24 minutes. What did you drink afterwards?
Copious amounts of water, I can tell you that. We raised about $1,000 that day. It was a lot of money. Like, people had to come to see that being done. So, we used to raise a lot of money for the Children's Hospital Appeal. So I guess I could look back and say there was a bit of method in my madness.
Yeah, good stuff. And now, Paul, your other mate, the other Paul out at Ipswich, I remember seeing something on the, and I don't know if this is a Guinness Book of Records, but doesn't Paul Pasali have some sort of record to do with teapots or something?
He's in the Guinness Book of Records for the biggest tea or coffee cup collection in the world.
No, he's not. Really?
He is. He He's got.
I knew he had a lot, but and they said it was some sort of other. It was an Australian record. So this is a world record.
I think it's gone into the world record. He's got cups coming literally, or maybe figuratively, out of your ears when you go into Guinness office in Ipswich.
Yeah.
But I reckon that's a record for a mayor and deputy mayor to both make the Guinness Book of Records. So,
hey, just between you and me, just quietly, I know which record I'd rather have, right? And it's got nothing to do with cups.
But listen, I've got to congratulate you on your very clever archive being tracked down these things from almost 50 years ago. That's pretty well done, Ben.
On this day in 1969, May 11th. And when it said Paul Tully, I went, it can't be the same one, but it is. What about you? Good on you. You record holder, the Ipswich deputy mayor. Good on you, mate. And celebrate and enjoy that. What are you going to do to celebrate? Have some Doritos or something, like corn chips?
I might go down to Orion at Springfield and get some chips tonight just to celebrate
some dip.
Our interview tonight.
Good on you, Paul. Thanks for having a bit of fun. What about that? It can't be that, Paul Tully. Well, it is and was. World record 1969, and it still stands now. Where do we go now? Oh, we go to the news. That's right. We'll do that in about 60 seconds. Fair dinkum.